Hey, this is a Life Minds podcast. This is an online radio program that exposes you to the dangers of not renewing your mind. When your mind is changed, your life will be transformed. Remember, where your mind goes, your life follows. On this program, we will explore lots of spiritual materials that will help renew your mind. The mind is a servant, either to your spirit or to your flesh. The mindset is what controls you. The mind is what you control. Don't use your mouth as a thermometer, which only reads the temperature of your current condition. Allow God's word to change your mouth into a thermostat, which changes the temperature of your life by confessing what God says. Renewing of the mind happens when we celebrate small victories and focus on what God is doing instead of what God is not doing. Listen to our Life Minds podcast and be energized in your spirit, be renewed in your mind, and constantly focus on your Creator. Join me every week and let us dive in into the world of change and growth. Our Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Hello, my name is Titilayo Adelani. I am a microbiologist, a teacher, a mentor, a music minister, a preacher of the gospel, also a podcaster. Welcome to A Life Minds podcast. I will be your host on this program. This season promises to be mind-renewing as we will be exploring lots of topics that relates to our everyday lives as Christians. Listen to our Life Minds podcast and be renewed in your mind, be energized in your spirit, and constantly focus on your Creator. Join me every week and let's dive in into the world of change, growth, and newness of mind. Hello everyone, I want to welcome you to another episode of A Life Minds podcast. I want to welcome you and I'll keep celebrating you for stopping by on this mind renewing podcast. This is A Life Minds podcast, the podcast I set to renew your mind, energize your spirit, and constantly lead you to your Creator. I want to welcome you to this brand new episode. Wow. Have you ever wondered why you think people don't like you? Have you been thinking, probably you have this perception about yourself that people don't accept you, people don't like you, people don't just want to, you know, accept you for who you are? And especially when you see people accepting another person, probably a person that has been accepted by majority of people, and you now wondered, why is my own just different? Why is it that people don't just want to accept me? Why am I just different? And this has made you sad. This has caused a vacuum in you that cannot be filled by anyone. You move around with this understanding. You move around with this notion that people don't like you. Even when someone is trying to show some little care to you, you've just come to the conclusion that, well, I'm sure that this person does not like me. He actually wants to do something, or she actually wants to do something evil to me. So you constantly go with that notion that people don't like you. Well, if this has been your yearning that people have not been accepting you, this podcast is for you. I want you to just sit back and roll and flow along as I dish out to you what could be the major reason why you feel people don't like you. You know, it has been your conclusion and your opinion, and you have concluded that this is how it is for you. But I want you to understand that your conclusion, your opinion, can never ever be the conclusion about life. For the fact that you feel people don't like you, thus you don't need to conclude that people don't like you. So that can never ever be your conclusion. So if you are out there, you are in those shoes, and in short, it has actually caused some kind of breakdown in you, is taking a larger part of your heart, and you walk around, you move around with this understanding, with this conclusion that people don't like me. Well, this podcast is for you. Just sit back and listen to this episode of A Life Minds podcast. Once again, I want to welcome you back. Welcome you. Thank you for always stopping by on A Life Minds podcast. And I said I will continually celebrate you, because without you listening to A Life Minds podcast, I will not be encouraged to do more. I want to welcome you once again. I still remain your host, Titi Layo Adelane. Just sit back, relax, and flow along. I will be right back. Hello guys, welcome back. This is A Life Minds podcast. Alright, so the main gist and discussion of today: why do I feel unloved? Why is it that people don't like me? Why is it that I am not just appreciated? Why is it that I'm not just accepted anywhere I go? Before I go into details, what we have right now, some time ago, about a few months ago, I had a discussion with a lady, a young lady. She's in her late teens. She's a teenager, but she's a senior teenager. And it was even her dad that called me and said, "Ma, please, I have an issue with my daughter and I want you to help me out. Please, I don't know what to do." And I got talking with the lady, the young girl, and I get to interview her. We started talking and she started telling me a lot of things. And what could be the problem? Why are you so sad? Said this lady. I mean, the father now telling me that her daughter has been so sad, feeling so moody, unnecessarily. She doesn't talk to people. She doesn't make friends. She's always on her own. She's just moody and all of sort. And I was now wondering, what could be the problem? So I kept on asking this lady. I interviewed her. "Now let's talk. What's the problem?" And she has not been like this. Yeah. She has never ever been like this. She's someone that is full of life. She's someone that has actually been making friends in the past. But the father said all of a sudden he just noticed that the girl changed and she started keeping to herself. She's so withdrawn and all of sort. So I get to realize that one of the things she told me is that she doesn't feel loved. She feels unwanted. And that's why sometimes she just feel like keeping to herself. And I get to realize that this young lady was actually suffering from a particular thing. And the dad was even thinking it's a spiritual matter. Yeah, I told you, this is my podcast. It's from Lagos, Nigeria, West Africa. You know, we are black people, yeah. Man, we are black people. So black people with black things, man. Black people with black minds. Black people with black powers. So he believed that it could be spiritual, something that somebody somewhere in the dark world is actually dealing with her daughter, someone that has not been like this before. Then all of a sudden, her mind changed, her behavior changed, her character changed, the way she talked changed, her perception about life changed, everything about her changed. And she was like, the man was like, "Wow, I guess someone is somewhere dealing with my daughter." So that's why she actually ran. She quickly came for spiritual help. But later on, while talking to this lady and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I get to realize that it is not a spiritual matter. because what we're actually talking about too, as I'm speaking, could also be something from the dark world. But remember, this podcast is all about renewing your mind, energizing your spirit, and constantly leading you to your Creator. I am not here to magnify any black power. I am not here to magnify the devil who is the grand master. No, I'm not here to magnify the devil himself. I am just here to magnify your Creator, which is God. God is the creator of all things, all life, is the giver of life, is the creator of heaven and earth. So this podcast, the aim of this podcast is constantly leading you to your creator. So I'm not here to magnify any black power. So this lady was just talking and talking, and I've never been like this. She's not even thinking of going back to school because she has gained admission to university, and during that period they've been on break, and she's not even thinking of going back to school. So nothing motivates her. There's nothing good she sees about herself. You know, when she will always tell me that, I don't see anything good about myself. I don't see anything good about life. I don't see anything good about everything around me. I feel people don't just love me. I feel people don't even want me around. And she doesn't even say things that are positive about herself. What she keeps saying is those things are negative words about herself. So nothing motivates her. So I was like, wow, young lady, you need help. You need someone that will talk you into the right thing and pray with you, because you really, really need help. Now, this feeling cannot be found in teenagers alone. It can be found in in women, in men. So in this podcast, we will be looking at what could be the possible reason for this feeling in teenagers, in men, in women. And what are those signs you see that you could conclude that, okay, I feel this person needs help. I feel this man needs help. I feel this woman needs help. I feel this boy needs help. I feel this girl needs help. So I discovered that this lady was suffering from what we call a low self-esteem. Yeah. Her self-esteem has been battered. Her self-confidence has been injured. Her self-confidence has been, you know, tampered with. And I even ask her along the line, as you were growing up, has anyone abused you sexually or the other? She said, no. Nobody has ever abused her sexually. I was like, okay. Since nobody abused you sexually and you've not seen anyone abuse anybody sexually in front of you that could not feel, okay, this could affect you or something, so then you really need help. So the self-esteem of this lady has been tampered with. And I asked her, how long has she been feeling all this? How long have you been feeling this kind of feelings? How long has she been feeling this way? And she said, it was not even like 3 months to that time we had that discussion. I was like, okay, 3 months to that time, but definitely you've not gone far. It is not a full-blown something. And that was how we started talking. Now, what I'm about to discuss with you people today, like I've said before, is something that happens in a man, something that happens in women, is something that happens even in teenagers, not even only teenagers, children that are growing up. That is why as parents out there, you're listening to me, there are contributions, there are help you will have to render to your children as they're growing up, because their environment, what they experience, what they feel, what they see around them, the environment have a greater impact in their life, in their self-esteem, in their self-confidence. Because you as a parent, if you don't contribute to their self-esteem, to their self-confidence, it can actually affect them later on in future. And one of those thoughts in people suffering from a low self-esteem could be, they have this kind of negative thought about their worth and value as a person. Yeah, they feel that they are worthless, right? Yes. They feel that they are worthless and they don't have any value. You know, someone could be saying, yeah, you don't have any. What value can I even add to you? Someone telling another person about himself that, see, you, as you're seeing me, I cannot add any value to you. Someone could have that kind of thinking, that he doesn't have any value for himself and for you. So he's thinking, he has that conclusion that he doesn't have any value to add to your life. So that person feels, at the end of everything, the person just feels unloved and unwanted. And one thing you must understand, that these same people we are talking about that feel unloved and unwanted, is that they keep blaming others for their own mistakes. Yeah. They cannot just accept that, okay, they've made this mistake. What is the way out? What should I do? How can I move forward? How can I correct those things? And I know there are some mistakes that, you know, that you can just learn from. And as you're learning from it, you try not to make the same mistake. Because as you're making mistake, you learn a new way not to repeat that same mistake. Yeah, you learn a new way not to repeat that same thing. So as you're growing, as you're learning, as you're making the mistake, you learn a new thing. But those kind of people, they would not just want to learn from their own mistakes. They keep blaming other people. Ah, it is because of this, my friend, this happened to me. So it is because she did this to me, that is why I am like this. So they feel so unloved and unwanted. I said, that's why they don't love me. They don't love me. They don't love me. That's why I'm just like this. So they keep blaming other people for their own mistake. But you must understand another thing about this kind of people that feels they are not loved, they are not wanted. You know, they are not able to deal with a normal level of frustration. Because life is not bed of roses. Yes, as you're listening to me, life is not bed of roses. There are times in life, as we move on in life, there are times we experience some difficulties. There are times we experience challenges. There are times we experience problems or the other. But along the line, those people that I'm talking about, they don't have the ability to deal with just normal or small or little level of frustration. Or could just see them, and once they probably, let's say, just a little challenge, what do? They just conclude finally that nobody likes them, nobody loves them, and they get so tired, they get so fusing, and they get frustrated at little thing. But one thing you must understand is that it's not what you are going through, yeah, it is the way you are going through that thing. I don't know whether you get what I just said. It is not what you are going through. It is the way you are going through that problem. So it's not the problem you're going through, majorly, but it is the way you are going through that problem. So all these things I'm talking about is that these people cannot deal with normal, you know, yeah, there are some level of frustration that are normal. there are some level of frustration that are, yes, normal, that we can handle as human beings. But those people that feel so frustrated and tired easily, they cannot just accept some level of frustration. They feel, oh, this frustration is just too much. I cannot just cope. I can't just move on. So another thing you must take note is that they have a negative self-talk, and they keep comparing themselves to other people. You are out there, if you have been comparing yourself to other people and say, just look at me. Like I said before, nobody likes me. Look at this lady now. Everyone accept her. Now, at the beginning of this podcast, I said something that some opinion about life, your own opinion about life, you now make it a conclusion for everybody. Yeah. You make it a conclusion about life. Yeah, you have this opinion that you have drawn despite due to the problem you're facing around you, due to everything you're facing around you. You said, okay, because of this problem, now this is my conclusion. Now, because of your level of thinking, because of what you are passing through, because of the challenges or because of some things you're feeling at that point in time, you feel that, okay, this is my conclusion. I am unwanted by people. So this kind of people, they have this kind of a negative self-talk, and they tend to compare themselves to other people. But one thing you must note is that if you continually compare yourself with other people, you continually and you keep comparing yourself with other people, you will not see anything good about yourself. Yes. You may not see, you cannot even see anything good about yourself. Those people that compare themselves with other people, yeah, they might see that, okay, I'm good in this aspect. They constantly see, some people constantly see their strength and leave their weakness, and they end up not even working on their weakness, so that their weakness will not later on overpower them. But rather, they keep comparing and comparing what they know how to do best. Or some people compare and see what they don't know how to do, or what has been a problem for them, or what has been an issue for their life, or what has been a major challenge in their life. So they keep comparing themselves to other people. So as they compare, once they magnify other people's strength, they see themselves as a low person. They see themselves as a weak person. They see themselves as someone that can never even amount to anything. And this kind of people, they fear failure so much, or embarrassment. They will not just want people to embarrass them or failure. You know, any man that fears failure will always remain on the spot. Any man that is afraid to fail will remain on the spot. Because when we are afraid to fail, you would not want to explore new things. When you are afraid to fail, you will not want to, you know, even if you have an idea, if you, okay, this is an idea, like, let me just see how it goes. But if you are afraid to fail, you might not want to utilize that idea. Even if a $1 billion idea is dropping into your mind, you might not want to utilize that idea. And by so doing, the idea just dies. You must understand something. If an idea drops in your mind, another person is thinking of that same idea somewhere else. Yes. Another person is thinking of that same idea. Just think of a name of something. For instance, go to the Google, which is the largest search engine in the world right now. Think of a name. Just type it in Google. Someone somewhere have used that name. Because someone is even thinking about it. So those people are that kind of people that cannot just, they are not afraid of failure. The problem you can bring to yourself is when you are afraid of failure, you are afraid to fail. So people that are afraid to fail will not venture into new things. They remain on the spot. So those people I'm talking about that have this thinking that people don't even love them is that they are afraid of failure and embarrassment. And one thing you must understand, they don't even love making friends. They would just want to be on their own. Like the story of this lady I told about in this podcast. She's always on her own. But funny enough, this thing I'm talking about, I've been in those shoes before. While I was growing up, even as a teenager, I'm this kind of person. I don't keep friends. I don't have friends. Even up till now that I'm even grown up, mother of three, I still find it very difficult to make friends. I find it very difficult to make friends. And have you ever asked me, what could be the problem? Well, I can't answer that. Well, let me just say, that's me. I don't make friends. I can't keep friends for a very long time. And
I'll keep asking myself,
if is he my kind of a person that I can't keep a friend for a long time? But I'll just say everybody is my friend. Yeah, everybody is my friend. Everyone that comes around me, I play with everybody, I talk with everybody, and I just flow along with everybody. But let me say, having a very close friend, no, I don't. So it has been part of me while I was even growing up, that I don't make friends. I'm always on my own. I feel so moody. Yeah, I feel so moody most of the time. I feel so, let me just do my own thing, my own way. Even my siblings they will keep wondering, what is wrong with this girl, Seth? If everyone is asleep, sitting down in the living room, I prefer to be in the room. And if all of them comes back to the room, I will prefer to go back to the living room. So that's my growing up. It's so boring. I lived a boring, while I was growing up, it was boring. And I was now wondering, could it just be my temperament? Like in the last episode I talked about, I'm this kind of extreme introvert. I do things on my own. And I try to just make things, just go my own way, because I don't want anyone to intrude into my lifestyle and disorganize it. That has been my life. So I have lived this kind of life for a very long time while growing up. So looking at it, and I get to a point that I was like, when I feel that I don't make friends, when I get to a place, I just, in my people here in Nigeria, they say, I just lock up, I'll frown my face. And one day my pastor just looked and said, Titi, why is it that you don't just laugh? Why is it that you frown your face? You know that people that frown your face, they look older than their age. Wow, that word really caught me. I was so angry. I said, why would this pastor just talk to me like this, that I'm getting older than my age? Is it because you don't laugh, you don't smile, you don't make friends with people? That has made you, it has made you look older than your age. I was so furious. Yeah, I was so furious that how would you just talk to me like that? So I had this conclusion that nobody even liked me because I was getting older than my age because of my face. I don't laugh. So that was the conclusion I had. I had that conclusion in me that nobody liked me. That even when I tried, along the line I was now growing up, I left my teenage age. I entered the adulthood. I tried to, start mixing up with people. So I was still having that feeling that people don't love me. Yeah. But until the Holy Spirit helped me to overcome that loneliness. But I want to tell you that thing really had an adverse effect over me. It really had a serious effect over my life. Yeah. It really, really had a serious impact in my life. Now, if you're out there, you're listening to me, you're hearing me right now, you are someone that you have lived a boring lifestyle, probably while growing up. You don't have friends. You feel so lonely. You feel people don't like you. You're not able to deal with a normal level of frustration. Yeah, that's me too, There are times that if little things just happen, little challenge, I get so tired quickly. I come to a conclusion that life doesn't just worth the stress. So I will just withdraw to my shell. I will just withdraw and just keep looking. And sometimes I have this fear of failure. Yeah, it happens to me. So this fear of failure has made me not to even venture into new things, even when I have the idea. So everything I'm sharing with you in this podcast is based, I'm sharing it based on my experiences. And there is this saying, this experience is the best teacher. But I want to tell you out there as you're listening to me, the Holy Spirit is the best teacher. It's the one that can teach you all things. Is the one that will bring everything to your remembrance. Is the one that can make life experiences worthwhile. as you're growing, is the one that will lead you aright, is the one that can help you as you're growing. You know, so while I was still growing, even now, I have some regret. Yeah, I used to have this regret that those things I know right now. Why is it I don't know it several years ago? Yeah, while I was still growing up. Why is it that I never allowed the Holy Spirit to take over my life? Why is it that I did not get to know Him the more back then? Because I will have some kind of greater knowledge of what I am knowing right now. And by now, wow, the Holy Spirit will have even helped me to grow in greater knowledge. So this kind of people I'm talking about, which has been me in the past, they have this fear of failure and embarrassment. They just don't want anybody to talk to them anyhow. So by so doing, they just keep quiet and keep to themselves. And they find it very difficult to make friends. And what about low level of motivation and interest? Yes, low levels of motivation and interest. Nothing motivates them. Yes, nothing motivates them. Nothing interests them. You know, this lady that I said I met, I had discussion. She says she's somebody that she's, you know, picture freak. She make up herself, take pictures and all that. She says ever since she has been having this feeling, she hardly take pictures. She doesn't look good any longer. She nothing motivates her. She's just on her own. And I ask her, have you been contemplating suicide? She said, yes. I was like, wow. So you have been contemplating suicide? All of this, wow. She says you have been contemplating suicide like once or twice. I said, what could be the problem? Because nothing motivates her. So there's nothing good, nothing interests her. But you must understand something. All those things I'm talking about can be overcome. All those things I'm talking about can... You can grow out of it. You can... Let yourself lose out of this. You can leave yourself out of this. And this kind of people too we are talking about. Even if you compliment them, you look good today, they feel that, I don't believe that compliment. Yes. They will tell you, or you look at the person and say, you look good, I love your dress. The dress really looks good on you. The dress really looks nice on you. I love the outfit and everything. But the truth is a big lie. It's a big lie. They will be, you know, that word in their heart will be telling you it's a big lie. No, you are lying. I don't look good. Yes, they have this feeling, I don't look good. That's a big lie. So even if, no matter how you compliment those people, it will not just get into their head. You know, especially we ladies, we women, we love compliments. Especially when you make a beautiful hair, your dress, and someone say, you look good, I love your hair, I love your dress, I love this, I love that. You know, it gets into your head, oh, thank you. This kind of people, no matter how you compliment them, it's a big lie, doesn't enter their head. They'll feel that nothing good, even if they know, even if... One thing you must understand is that as a woman, let's just be sincere, even as a guy too, if you look good, you know. If you're handsome, you know. If you're beautiful, you know. So you don't even need anybody to tell you. It's just like telling the person, you look beautiful. And the person will say, I know now. I know. So you don't need to tell me. So keep your compliment to yourself. So this kind of people, even if you tell them, you're looking good. They know they are looking good. But due to the situation at hand, due to what they are facing, they decided not to even accept the compliment. They're not looking good. All right. So in this podcast, I'm going to tell you how you can get out of this in a godly way. I am not here to promote any black power. I am not here to promote any flesh. This podcast is for you to constantly focus on your Creator. So that's what we'll be looking at in this week. Those feelings, like I said, could be found in teenagers, could be found in men, even women, as they are growing, you know. Some people, they say they outgrow those things. Mm-mm. Some people still have it as I speak. Even if you're a lady, you're 40-something, you know. Some people, as a woman, even as a married woman, there are some people that still feel this as I'm talking. even as a married man. You don't know that there are some 47, 50-year-old teenagers out there. Yeah. Yeah, they may be old in age, but they are still feeling the same thing. Especially ladies that are not married. Probably you have been single for some time and you have been looking for a way to get married. You have positioned yourself well. No guy is not even coming. No woman, and no person, no guy is not even looking at your face. And you know, just be wondering what could be the problem? Why is it that guys are not just looking at me? Yeah, aside from the black powers, those people in the dark world that has caused problems. There could be some other things about yourself. But you must understand that what you constantly confess to yourself will definitely be a stronghold against you. It could be for you, it could be for you, against you. Now, if you listen to the podcast, the beginning of this podcast, every podcast, I told you something that you can use your mouth as a thermostat to change the temperature of your current condition. What we just simply do. Now, how can you use your mouth as a thermostat to change the current your current condition? Is by constantly professing, constantly confessing what Christ, what the Word of God said. But rather, we choose to use our mouth to check, to constantly talk about the temperature of our current condition. This current condition is so hot. This is what I'm feeling right now. This is what I'm feeling. So you are talking about the temperature of your current condition. When God has actually given you the power of a thermostat to change the temperature of your current condition. So why are you dwelling more on your current condition? So I will not exhaust everything on this episode. So in the next episode, we will talk about how to get out of those feelings. This is a Life Minds podcast. This is a podcast that helps to renew your mind, energize your spirit, and constantly lead you to your Creator.
A Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's Word.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Alive Minds podcast. Every episode of this podcast is downloadable. Feel free to share this podcast to bless a soul today. Keep living in the fullness of God's Word.